Great music this morning, amen?
Amen.
Great music. Great worship. Take your Bibles now and turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Begin with verse 15. Read through verse 21. God's greatest gift. In verse 15 it says, whoever believes will in him have eternal life. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is a judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for the fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifest as having been wrought in God. This morning, as the ladies brought in this cart and took the veil off of there, the cloth, there was a coffee maker, or one cupper, or whatever you want to make, espressos and so forth. And it reminded me of this sweet little boy who made his grandmother a cup of coffee one morning, and he brought it to her. He was so excited to do this. He was so proud. And he hastily awaited the verdict of how she was going to respond to this cup of coffee. Well, as she drank this cup of coffee, in her mind she was saying, this is the worst cup of coffee I've had in my life. And she drank it down to the last sip, when she noticed in the bottom of the coffee cup were three little green army guys. And she looked at her son and said, what are these three little yellow or green army guys doing in my cup? He said, grandmother, it's just like on TV. You know, nothing waking up like a fresh cup of soldier's coffee. And of course, she knew that was Folgers, but he said soldiers, and that's why he put the soldiers in the cup. But I can imagine drinking a cup of coffee like that, right? You never want to see nothing in the bottom, do you? Well, even Charles knows that a gift must be explored to its true value before it can be realized. And I believe this is the greatest verse in the entire Bible, John 3:16, because it is God's greatest gift. It's the best loved and best known verse there is. There are only 25 words in this verse, yet no other single verse in all the scriptures has been so blessed in salvation so many people. Martin Luther called John 3:16 the miniature gospel. It has been called the gospel in a nutshell. It's been called a love letter from God written in blood and addressed to all. That's correct. If ever there was a verse that Satan would love to blot out of the Bible, it would be John 3:16. If ever there was a verse that makes hell tremble, it is John 3:16. If ever there was a verse that has lightened the path to heaven for multitudes of people, it's John 3:16. So what is the greatest gift of all? John 3:16 explains that eternal life is God's gift to mankind. So first of all, let's look at the source. It's the sovereign God of the universe. From the very beginning of time, from the very beginning of, if you go back to Genesis, in the beginning was the Word. See, God is the source. He's the main source. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's always existed, so He's the main source. Aren't you glad that He has always existed? So we don't even have to worry about that, because He is self-existent. He's the source. There's some motivation. What's the motivation? To give us the gift of life, which comes through Jesus Christ, His Son. And that's why John 3:16 says, for God, the Heavenly Father, the source, the creator of all things, sent His only begotten Son. That's what motivated the Heavenly Father to send Jesus Christ. What motivated? It was love. Love was our motivation to send the special gift. Who are the recipients? Anyone who will accept God's Son. You see, John 3:16 is the gospel in a nutshell, as Martin Luther says. It is the gospel in miniature. If you could preach a one-minute sermon, if I could, it would be John 3:16. Because only 25 words in that verse, and yet so powerful. So we have the source, we have the motivation, we have the recipients of the gift. And then the purpose is to save us from eternity so that we won't be separated from God. And then the duration of this gift is how long? Forever. Forever. So, a lot of people can quote John 3:16, and every one of us sitting here today can quote it, can't we? That's one thing, but have little understanding of how its message can transform their lives. Remaining unaware about, you know, the deeper blessings of our salvation is like receiving a beautiful wrapped gift and leaving it unopened for the sake of its appearance. You know, a lot of us, we get a gift, and I've heard so many expressions say, I don't want to open it, so it's so beautiful. So many times, we see the gift of Christ, and we accept Him, as the Scripture says, whoever believes in Him, receives Him, will have eternal life. But do we explore the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ any further than that? You see, that's why Paul, he said, I want to know Jesus Christ not only as my Savior, but as my Lord. And you see, our Heavenly Father wants us to explore His Son. He wants us to get to know Him much better, because we are the recipients of the greatest gift of all. You see, when we see Christ Jesus at His best as a gift, as a child coming into this world and grew up among us, then we can better understand why He is the Savior of the world. So what does the greatest gift of salvation include? God Himself. You see, when the Father sent His Son to the earth, God came to dwell in the flesh. See, we call this a mystery, which is called incarnation. We call it incarnation. God sent His Son. See, Jesus, who was fully God, lived a sinless life. Yet He was also 100% human. So He knew temptation and experienced hunger. He experienced thirst. He experienced heat, fatigue, and all of these things that we suffer and we go through, but yet He was sinless. You see, the Savior, the angel who announced Jesus' birth, said, "Today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Now, why do we need a Messiah? Why do we need the Messiah? See, Jesus rescues us from eternity in hell, where we would be separated from God because of our sin. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He came into the world that we might not perish." And see, no one wants to perish. That word, we look at it, is it's death, it's separation. It's annihilation of life itself. So in John 3:16, KJ version, it says perish. But in the New American Standard, it said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him will not die," will not lose their life, because of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at something else. It's a continuing forgiveness. See, all of us will at times disobey God after salvation. Thankfully, that doesn't cost us our salvation. See, the Lord forgives our sins when we confess them. And see, that's what we need to do each day of our life. Confess our sins before the Heavenly Father. You see, when we are lost, separated from Christ, you see, God provides salvation through Jesus Christ. And then, after we are saved, after we've been cleansed from our sin, see, there's that continuation of forgiveness of our sin, past, present, and future. That doesn't mean, being a Christian, that we're not going to sin again, but it's an assurance that when we are saved, we've been cleansed and set apart to walk with the Lord. That means as we walk daily with the Lord, and as we recognize that there is sin in our life, you see, the Bible says there's a continuation of God's forgiveness in our life. See, He knows whether or not we're serious with our relationship with Him. He knows that. And He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to abide with Him. And that's why He tells the disciples, "If you will just stick close to Me, if you will abide in Me, because you are the branches and you need Me, you need that fresh encounter with Me each day. Because if we separate ourselves from the vine, which is Jesus Christ, then we dry up." Now, that is why it's so important for us each day of our life to be in church, to be in the fellowship of the bond of Jesus Christ. See, it is so important. Many, many people only darken the doors in Easter or at Christmas. And thank goodness they're there at this time of the year. But you see, God wants this freshness and this encounter and this bond with Him with other believers in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:25 tells us that He has saved us, and it's an ongoing relationship with Him, and it comes through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then at the latter part of that verse, it says, "And it's forever ongoing continuation. And that's the way it is with when he forgives us of our sins. He forgives us continually for our sins. But yet, at the same time, we have to bring them before him to the altar or to him, to his presence, and say, Lord, I ask you forgiveness of my sin. I know that I'm a Christian, but I want to walk close with you. I want to be in full fellowship with you each day of my life. And when we do that, we can understand of the freshness of Jesus' love for us. You see, the Bible also says in Matthew 27 that we have an access to the Father. See, if you are a believer, you don't have to go through anyone to fellowship with God. Hebrews 4:16 says, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, oftentimes when I'm praying and I know there's a lot of prayer needs and concerns, that's the verse I go to. Because it tells us that we can draw near to him. That he is always ready to intercede for us. He's always ready to listen to us. He's always ready to hear our plea. And then the Bible in Hebrews 4:16 says, then he draws near to us. And then he extends something that we always need, and we need grace every day. And then he also gives us that mercy that we don't deserve, but only that comes through our personal relationship with him. So we have access to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And that's why John 14, verse 6 says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. What a wonderful message from the Gospel of John. You know, John was in touch with the Heavenly Father. He was in touch with Jesus. He was the one that was always laying on Jesus' bosom or his chest. The Bible calls breast. He had that kind of relationship. You see, that's what kind of relationship that Jesus wants us to have with him each day. Such a closeness that we don't want to be separated. We don't want to be apart, because we want to know everything that Jesus is doing and what he is going to do in our life if we truly love him. It's nothing, you know, fake, or it's not anything that's lightly consideration on our part that we don't love him, because we do have access to him. And then the Bible goes on to say in Hebrews 7:25 that we have intercession from Jesus. See, after Jesus ascended into heaven, he said at the right hand of God, it says where he intercedes for us. See, in other words, because Christ paid the penalty of our sin, the Father accepts us. See, that's called reconciliation on Jesus' part. See, God hears the prayers of his children. And then John 14, 1 through 3, we have eternal home. See, Jesus promised his disciples that he would prepare a place for them, that when he went away, that he wouldn't forget about them. He said, there you may be with me also through eternity. And if he says, if it was not so, I would not have told you. But I'll go and prepare a place for you. What comforting words. When Jesus was telling the disciples that he was going away, but he would not forget them, not forget about the fellowship, not forget about the relationship, that they would be together again soon. See, Jesus is a Father, amazing gift to the world. See, don't be a Christian who fails to explore and experience all the benefits of being a God's child. See, if you have never received salvation, don't wait any longer to do so. See, then you can begin to enjoy the greatest gift of all times, your own salvation. Basil Pazel once said, "If I live my life like there is a God and find in the end that there isn't, I've gained much and lost little. But if I live my life like there isn't a God and find out in the end that there is, I've gained little and lost everything." I've had many encounters as Pastor Joseph Wallace had this one particular time. He reveals that one day he was called to the hospital to go to ICU to visit this lady who was dying. She was lost. And as she entered the ICU unit, the doctor says, well, the staff there says, "You have 2 minutes to talk with her." And as he was entering the room, the doctor was standing there, and he said, "You have 120 seconds, which is 2 minutes, to talk to this lady." And as Pastor Joseph walks in, he was thinking in his mind, "What can I say in 2 minutes?" And as he was praying, it's like the Heavenly Father said, John 3:16, in the sinner's prayer. He walked over to her, looked in her eyes, began to recite John 3:16, and he prayed the sinner's prayer with her. Point in time, she passed away. She passed away with peace and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, earlier I said John 3:16 is the miniature in gospel, or the gospel in a nutshell. You know, we might not have a whole lot of times to share our faith or in certain circumstances, but in such a brief time, you see how important it is to know how John 3:16 is the message of the gospel. It's the greatest gift of all. It is the greatest gift of all. See, some have divided this verse into parts like God's grace, for God so loved the world. See, that is God's grace. God's gift, that he gave his only begotten Son. God's gospel, that whosoever believeth in him, then God's glory, but have everlasting life. So there are many ways to look at this verse for a few minutes, but in such a short time that you may have with someone, or in just a passing of time during this season as you meet people, and they're looking for some kind of hope. And you only have maybe less than 2 minutes. What are you going to say to them in that period of time? Whether it's at work, in transit, or whatever it might be, this Christmas season, what would you say? What would you be your witness to someone? Maybe you don't even know them personally, but you can, if you can read people's body language or their faces when they're in distress or something's on their mind, you don't have to be around people very long to know something is going on right here. And you see, that's why our Heavenly Father sent Jesus Christ into the world, because he knew something was going on in people's heart. That's why he was sick with the world situation, because there was so much evil. And there's so much evil in our world today. Right now as we speak, there is evil going on all around the world. When we could probably put a seal on it and place it with peace by saying, you know, God loves you. Jesus loves you. That's a short version of John 3:16. Jesus loves you. And you could even say, even me. He loves even me. When I was thinking about this message this morning, you know, we could preach out of Luke chapter 2 or Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2, about Jesus' birth, the manger, and all of that. But it's all surrounded by this one verse right here, John 3:16. What a precious verse to share. We all know it, but do we all live it like we received it back when we became a recipient of God's salvation through Jesus Christ, which is the greatest gift of all? May we pray. Father, we thank you this morning. What a wonderful day to worship you. What a wonderful time of the season to offer other people the gift of life. And we thank you this morning for the peace that comes from knowing your Son, Jesus Christ. Because when he looked at his disciples and when he was entering or leaving the room, he would always say, peace I offer you, peace I give you. Not as the world tries to do, but that ultimate peace. Don't be afraid, because I'm with you, and I will be with you to the end. Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you personally, and maybe they went through the motions of salvation at some one point in their life, but really they're not sure. Lord, I know we can settle that today. You can, by the power of your Holy Spirit, because we know your Spirit is real. And you sent your Spirit into this world to be a witness, to testify of your Son, Jesus Christ. Even though we didn't meet him face to face, Lord, we know he's real. We know that he did come, as the Scripture tells us and teaches us. May we, with faith and trust, accept your Son as the true Savior of the world. Lord, let this invitation glorify you. And as we come about to this altar, Lord, may we give of ourselves, surrender our all this Christmas season. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Him invitation. Huh? 3:42.